relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How much is a human life worth? An officer called William Billy Evans of the Capitol Hill Police was murdered 3 days ago. Might as well be ancient history today. Likewise, he was white, if that matters, if you're a racist and you judge people based upon skin color. Somebody who wasn't white, whose life also mattered, was Muhammad Anwar, who was likewise killed in Washington, D.C. That story, not just disappeared. The judicial consequences will shock you. I discussed the first story at the open of the show. The fact that a black Nation of Islam member brandishing a knife killed that police officer, gravely wounded another, is probably the reason that it's just not news today. If he had been white, if he had been a Christian, let alone a fundamentalist Christian, and if he had been a Trump supporter, right now, every fetid talking head on the mainstream legacy media would be talking about Trump terrorism, like Jake Tapper and his use of the phrase MAGA terrorism. If he'd been wearing a red Make America Great Again hat, the airwaves, the TV shows would be flooded with discussions of the domestic threat that is posed by conservatives. He's not white, he's not a Christian, and he's definitely not a Trump supporter. So Noah Green, the murderer's story, is disappeared. Let's talk about Muhammad Anwar, then. A legal immigrant to the United States from Pakistan. He used to drive an Uber. From the Daily Mail. Again, why? Why the Daily Mail? Why does the Daily Mail, a British tabloid, have to get these stories before the mainstream media here? I guess I just answered my own question. Two teen girls accused of carjacking and killing an Uber Eats driver in D.C. reach plea deal with prosecutor, ensuring they will not be held past the age of 21, nor, quote, placed in a prison facility. They're not going to go to prison. And they're not going to be incarcerated in any way, shape, or form past their 21st birthday. Kill a man, walk free. Two girls, aged 13 and 15, who were charged with the murder and carjacking of Muhammad Anwar, 66, in D.C., have reportedly reached a plea deal. On Monday, the teens are said to have reached the deal with prosecutors that would ensure they won't be charged, they won't be held past the age of 21, nor be placed in a prison facility. When did Muhammad Anwar die? Has it been 2 weeks? Has it been a week? A plea deal? In a matter of days? How long was Mike Flynn's purgatory of a political prosecution? 3.5 years. Years. Anwar died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off in a car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open and crashed seconds later. Last week, the teens appeared via video in D.C. Superior Court as their lawyer and prosecutor, Bonnie Linderman, discussed the case with Judge Lynn Leibowitz. Linderman gave no indication that her office would try to transfer the older teen's case to adult court. No desire, no intent. Under D.C. law, the 13-year-old could not be prosecuted as an adult. The judge set the next court date for April 20th to discuss the status of the case. The video of the incident shows the encounter unfolding in just a minute and a half, ending with Anwar's Honda Accord on its side. The girls climbing out, and a fatally injured Anwar sprawled and motionless on the sidewalk. Not quite the full picture. If you've watched the video, he wasn't just sprawled. His body was so contorted in such an unnatural condition, thrown from the vehicle, that it was clear he had been murdered. Police have not identified the juvenile suspects, one of whom is from D.C. and the other is from the neighboring Fort Washington, Maryland. Anwar, who lived in suburban Springfield, Virginia, was at his delivery job for Uber Eats when he was killed. Daily Mail, when he was murdered. The 90-second clip begins with Anwar struggling to regain control of his car after the two girls made their way inside. "They're thieves!" he is heard saying as he attempts to pull the girl out of the driver's seat of the parked car. "This is my car!" The teen suddenly accelerates, sending the vehicle speeding down the 1200 block of Van Street Southeast, with Anwar still clinging onto the driver's side door. At one point, the car is seen smashing into a metal fence from its left side, crushing the delivery driver between the barrier and the car door. As the car continues to speed off into the distance, a screeching sound is heard, followed by a loud crash. The bystander, filming the incident on his phone, runs to the site of the crash to find the car rolled over and the two girls climbing out of the wreckage.
What's going on?
Hold on. They're trying to steal a car.
This is my car.
They're trying to steal a car.
He said it's his car. Yeah, he
said
it's his car.
No. This is my car.
Stop it!
Oh my God, somebody just stole
it. She's stealing their car.
He's stealing the car.
Yeah, we called the cop. Call the cops. Call the cops.
Thank you. Anwar's body can be seen lying motionless on the corner of the sidewalk as witnesses scramble to get help. Two National Guardsmen who were in the area removed the juvenile suspects from the overturned car and detained them until police responded to the scene and arrested them. Let me just add that in the rest of the video, the only reason I think they were detained was because the man who had run after the vehicle, holding his phone, videoing all of it, shouted, "They stole his car! They stole his car!" Anwar was eventually rushed to a hospital, but could not be saved. He was ejected onto the sidewalk and sustained fatal injuries, including head trauma and broken bones. He was described in a GoFundMe post, which has raised more than $1 million. For some reason, they've closed the GoFundMe site. You can't make more donations, but in a week, they raised $1 million. Anwar was described as, quote, a hard-working Pakistani immigrant who came to the United States to create a better life for him and his family. Anwar was a beloved husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and a friend who always provided a smile when you needed one. Words cannot describe how our family is feeling currently. Devastation, confusion, shock, anger, heartache, and anguish are just a few that come to mind. Why is his story not important? Why isn't it being covered just a few days later by the mainstream lying legacy media? Is it because of his skin color? No. The fate of minorities, we're told, is what the left, what the Democrats are interested in. 93% of reporters vote Democrat. We know that. Is it the skin color of his murderers? Now we're talking. Just ask yourself this one question. Where would we be today if Muhammad Anwar's murderers had been Caucasian? There, you see? That's the lying legacy media. That's how racist they are. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I'm sorry, best drummer in the world. I get texts about RPGs and grilled cheese. Can it get better than that? Thank you, everybody. It's been a really great day for texts. You guys are on fire. Dr. G, one of my clients and administrator with XYZ College, told me that his cousin, a Border Patrol officer in Laredo, was fired upon by an RPG 10 years ago. Wow. Unreal. Also, breaking news that I didn't know. We did not know. We did not have it. But you have texted it to me. There has been unearthed a 30-plus-year-old version or interpretation of the Fellowship of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien's epic story made by the Ruskies, the commies. How did I not know that? Is it really bad? Could be good. I don't know. Maybe they see it as some kind of capitalist imperial scree that had to be rewritten for the Soviet era. And if that weren't enough, we have recipes for you. Grilled cheese. We've been talking about grilled cheeses because, you know, we don't snort Parmesan like Hunter Biden. We like our cheese to be eaten. And here we have a recipe from a good friend texted to me. Ed from Pittsburgh. Grilled cheese. Put pickle slices and diced onion in the grilled cheese. Wow. Salivating Pavlovian salivation has begun. Pickled slices and diced onion. All right, let's get into the serious stuff, and then we'll talk about Pete Buttigieg. Fresh from the Daily Caller, from CBP, via my final delivery point, is Mr. G, producer extraordinaire. Two men from Yemen have been apprehended and found to be on the FBI's terrorism watch list after illegally crossing the southern border in January and March. Customs and Border Protection announced. The agents arrested the men near the Calexico port of entry in Southern California, according to the agency. Both of the men were encountered illegally entering the U.S. after dark. 26-year-old Yemeni national apprehended at 11:30 p.m. on March 30th, as well as the other individual, no age given. Both of them are on the FBI terrorism screening database list. So I guess, who was it who said there are terrorists coming across the border? And then the left and the media said, oh, that's not true. No terrorists. Well, we've got two of them already from Yemen. It's not just humanitarian. It's not just economic. It's not just political, legalizing illegal immigrants. It is a national security threat to our nation. And that's how it has to be understood. Somebody who's not a national security threat to this nation, but is amusing, is an individual who my prior engineer identified as the spitting image of Alfred E. Newman. And if you know who that is, you are of a certain superlative vintage. He is, of course, the cover character of Mad Magazine. Now Alfred E. Newman is, in fact, part of the Trump administration. And here he's telling us, the Biden administration. Thank you. My gosh, somebody's paying attention. Well done. You passed that. Good job, Shad. Well done. He is a member of the Biden administration as the secretary for bicycles? I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second. But here he is on ABC waving Gandalf's magic staff or something. Video cut six. Play cut.
Let me stress, this is the biggest investment in American job creation proposed or if achieved since World War II. This is a huge deal. And what it would mean to have 10,000 bridges around America replaced, what it would mean or improved, what it would mean to get broadband out to every single American, what it would mean to have zero lead pipes remaining in those water service lines is absolutely enormous, as is that 19 million job figure.
I thought it was 18. Did it go up in 3 days by a million? That's magic. It's not Gandalf. It's Hogwarts. They went to Ollivander's shop and got a wand and waved it. And what? I think tomorrow it'll be 20 million jobs. Why does he look 12 years old? I mean, I need to know, is he really Benjamin Button? Is he going back in? I swear he looks 12 years old. But the most amusing thing of all, how dumb is this man? He thought he could ride to work in his convoy of SUVs, stop two blocks from his office, get his security detail to remove his bicycle from the back of the vehicle, and then show how green he is by bicycling the last two blocks to work. But somebody, because I guess he forgot this is the 21st century and these things that are called mobile telephones have cameras in them. Yes, Mayor Pete. These things, they're not just telephones. They're like itty-bitty computers. And the thing on the back, the little round thing, that's a lens. That's a lens. And you can press a button. They have things called apps, are like mini computer programs. And you can choose the app that turns the camera on. It's not just a camera. Like, do you remember the camera? You're too young because you're 12. But cameras used to be for taking still shots with a chemical reaction on a piece of film. These are actually video cameras. Yeah, video cameras in your pocket. Maybe they don't have them in, where's he from? Some little town where he was the mayor? Maybe they don't have cellular service there. Maybe Mayor Pete had a tin can with a piece of string attached to another tin can. They have cameras and you were caught red-handed, faking it. You're a fraud. Bicycling the last two blocks to work while your security detail is following behind. Isn't that perfect? So emblematic of everything. The fraudulent nature of not just the Biden administration, but the left in general. They preach one thing, they do the other. They preach water, they drink wine. They preach respect Mother Earth, respect Gaia, worship the environment. We've got 12 years left as they ride around in their government SUVs paid for by you and then think they can flim-flam America. Hey, guys. Stop here. Get my bicycle out of the back. I'm going to ride to work right now for two blocks. Okay, right here. Busted! Pete Boot Edge, you're a fake. You're a fraud. You're amusing, and you really do look like Alfred E. Newman. And thank you to my former engineer. Leroy, wherever you are, you better be listening, but you got it right. You did it first here. It became an internet sensation. The difference between Alfred E. Newman and Pete Boot Edge, nothing. Except, I think Alfred's a little bit more charismatic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, the Salem Radio Network. Next, one of our favorite YouTubers out there, a man who stole a really good name for his channel. It's called Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles, here on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, wherever you're doing, stay on this channel. Violent crime is on the rise. Demonstrators burning down buildings, looting businesses, and threatening people's lives. Criminals get a get-out-of-jail-free card because of COVID, and they're talking about defunding the police. It's no wonder people are purchasing guns like never before. The need to be prepared for you and your family's safety and security has never been greater. That's where U.S. Law Shield comes in. They keep their members informed about ever-changing state and federal gun laws, and as a member, you'll learn how you can lawfully defend yourself and your family. For just $10.95 per month, get immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees if a nightmare self-defense scenario ever happens to you. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone anyone that you know, I'm sure, Tracy.
Because there'd be crumbs mixed in and
I mean, I went one time for 13 days without sleeping and smoking crack and drinking vodka exclusively throughout that entire time.
So I'm going to talk about it in my new book. Have you ever smoked Parmesan cheese? I wish you had been here listening in the break when I blew that story to our next guest, the one and only Chris Coles. He is the man behind Mr. Reagan. And I broke that for you. And the expression on your face was, you can't. I mean, if that was acting, you get the Emmy, the Oscar, the Grammy, you get it all.
Yeah, I had not heard about that. He's smoking Parmesan. I don't even understand what he's saying. He's saying because like some crack got mixed in with the Parmesan.
Yeah, I guess he likes Parmesan and he can't tell the difference between a hard drug and a cheese. I mean, difficult, right? Difficult. When you've been away for 13 days.
It's a bit of a tough thing because you don't want to say, I mean, there's people out there with drug addictions or have had drug addictions in the past, and I don't want to like sit here and demonize everybody.
Oh, come
everybody
on, Chris. They're
drugs.
Not earning $83,000 a month from a shady Ukrainian oil company. No pity. No pity.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point. The point isn't really that he's done crack and he's done all these bad things. Okay, that's fine. The point is he's the president's son, and they have shamefully ripped off the American people for years through Ukraine, through China, even worse, actually.
Yeah.
And they pretended like, oh, no. We just like been these perfect angels, and the press covers it up for them. It's ridiculous what a circus this family is. Biden isn't controlling the country. He's not really the president in the traditional sense. He's like a figurehead. You got a lot of other people that are relatively intelligent around him, pulling the strings, doing their little weird socialist stuff. And we're just living in a joke country now. I mean, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
But give them credit. Give them credit. This may be the man who actually says on the interview he doesn't remember having sex with the stripper who sired his child. I guess she looked like a jar of Parmesan, too. I don't know. But the fact is, what are we talking about, Chris? What is America talking about? Not the fact that he is the son of the president, Burisma, Ukraine, Chinese influence, $1.4 billion from the National Communist Bank of China to Hunter Biden's. No. We're laughing about Parmesan cheese being inhaled. So you've got to give it to them as a gimcrack distraction. It's pretty good.
This is a you've illustrated it perfectly. It's a perfect pattern of the left, right? There's a problem. We want to pretend it's not happening. So let's scandalize something else that's completely insignificant and inferior and really not important. This is exactly what they did with Cuomo, right? Cuomo goes and he passes this legislation to push all of these COVID patients into nursing homes, the one place we know that the people are vulnerable, the one place we know it's going to kill people. And what are people talking about? That he told some chick that he wanted to sleep with her or something like that. I mean, honestly, the sexual harassment stuff with Cuomo is a joke. And they want to focus on that because we're not focusing on the serious thing. They want to focus on Parmesan cheese. I mean, it is funny. I'm not going to say it's not funny.
If I had told you yesterday that Hunter Biden is going to admit to snorting Parmesan cheese, you would have said, get the guys in the white coats, get Gawker to the funny farm. He did it, and now we're talking about it. So give them credit, Chris. Give them credit.
I don't know. If they did it on purpose, it was a smart thing to do. They are sly. I'll give them that. They're sly.
Yeah, no, we've got to give him credit. He is the creator behind the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. You've got to subscribe. He's doing live streams now with his lovely wife as well, commenting on the news. But you've got to see his deep dive videos as well, especially the two that made him famous. The one on the toxic masculinity, Gillette, right? Gillette razors, your commentary on that, and then who's really behind AOC? He's Chris Coles. Follow him on Twitter at Mr. Reagan USA. We are live streaming on YouTube, available on Rumble as well. The people who actually respect the First Amendment, rumble.com/Seb Gawker, available 24/7 on our website. Also, incredibly named, sebgawker.com on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. And on, what's the other one? Parler. I think we're back on Parler. We've got lots of followers. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. And in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
I'll tell you what, I've read a lot of memoirs. I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things, that comes out on Tuesday. It is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary because I've never read a memoir about snorting Parmesan. That's little Mr. Brian. Don't call me Mr. Potato Head. Stelter on CNN must be getting a cut because what journalistic host says, yes, it's an extraordinary book. Very, very dubious. Let's go back to our good buddy Chris Coles, the man behind Mr. Reagan on YouTube. Chris, let me play for you a couple of cuts because you've done some deep dive videos on Hunter Biden, on his daddy, and also the question of his laptop. First things first, this is cut three. This is what cut two. This is what CBS said about Hunter Biden's laptop originally. Cut to play cut.
But the rumors lived on. In October 2020, a New York Post article said that emails purportedly showing shady dealings in Ukraine by Hunter Biden were found on a laptop computer that he supposedly left in a Delaware repair shop in 2019. The details were sketchy at best. And last month, a declassified intelligence report said that before the election, the Russians had launched a smear campaign against Joe Biden and his family.
Nice cover there. Nice cover story for the laptop. And then Hunter Biden, in his latest interview, says this. Cut three.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know what the answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to
no.
be repaired
no.
in Delaware?
Not no. that I remember at all. At all. So, we'll see.
Despite the fact that we have the note signed by Hunter Biden saying, yes, this is my laptop and I want it repaired, could you rate his performance for us, please, Chris?
Not great. Not great. here's the thing. So, this woman is asking him in a way that's very serious, right? Like, she's asking him the tough questions. But she's really just giving him an opportunity to lie in a way that is somewhat convincing to people that want to believe him already, right? Because she's not asking about specific things on the laptop
yes.
that they found, right?
Is that photograph of you naked, smoking a cigarette and snorting coke off a woman's backside, is that not you? Was that faked? I mean, that would be a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, or any of this stuff. I mean, any of the text messages they found out, I think, or emails or whatever they found. And the thing is, like, I guess, you know, having a drug addiction, if you're the president's son, is a really great out, isn't it? Because you could just be like, I don't remember. I was so high. Like, I don't know.
But Chris, when you're answering a question and you are lying, you don't go through every scenario. You say, it could be mine.
Yeah.
Or it could be stolen. Or it could be a Russian intelligence operation, or it could be the Bermuda Triangle.
Right, right. Yeah, no. It was ancient aliens. Ancient aliens came down.
I love that show.
That's a possibility. You never know.
As the experts like to theorize, it could
be. Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. He should go on that show and talk about his laptop. I mean, okay, Twitter covers for him. You know, they don't even allow the story to get out in the first place. I mean, they're obviously trying to rig the election, if not, you know, in the way that sometimes we say and YouTube doesn't like. Or, you know, this is the thing that drives me nuts. They cover for these guys so much, And then they don't let people like me talk on YouTube. I get censored like crazy on YouTube. You know, you're not allowed to say anything suspicious about the election. Look, the number one thing you need to be able to say in a democracy is I'm not sure that this democracy is fair. I'm not sure that that election was fair. Right?
You're younger than me. You're younger than me. But I think you probably recall, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're too busy. During the Bush years, there was this refrain that dissension is the ultimate form of patriotism. And do you remember during the Iraq War, the left had this, it was like a mental metaphysical bumper sticker for everything they did. Dissension is the ultimate form of patriotism. I guess only if a Republican's in the White House, Chris?
Well, but okay, look, throughout our history, we've dealt with other countries who have not allowed any kind of dissension, right? If you live in one of the former Soviet countries, if you live in China, if you live in North Korea, a lot of times, you know, if anyone says anything like, oh, I'm not sure this election was fair, boom, you're stuck in the gulag or, you're executed, you know. And we've always said this is not the way, you know, this is the most horrible thing. This is like a humanitarian crisis. This is terrible. We're doing that here now. That's the crazy thing to me. We're not allowed to have an opinion that is the opposite of the media, or else we get shut down just right. Like we're in North Korea. It's crazy. And then somebody like Hunter Biden can go around basically taking American tax dollars, is how I look at it, because, you know, Biden was in charge of flowing aid into Ukraine, and then that aid gets put into Burisma, and then Burisma puts it into Hunter Biden's pockets. Did some of that money get back to daddy? Who the heck knows? I mean, he is the big guy, after all.
He is the big guy. A question that still hasn't been asked by the mainstream fake news legacy media. Follow this man right now at Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter and the Mr. Reagan channel on Twitter. You won't regret it. But in the last 60 seconds, you do give that impression, and that's why we love having you on the show, that you are a happy warrior. So despite all of this, you feel good, you feel optimistic about America First, MAGA, and the potential return of my old boss, Donald Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was a while when I was legitimately depressed about all of this, and it was right after the election, because I thought, how can they have done this? Because I didn't – it looked like there were some suspicious things going on. And, you know, we're not allowed to talk about that stuff anymore. But I still don't know. I still don't know. It's not something that was ever really looked into. Everybody just said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and then we're not allowed to talk about it anymore. But that was tough, because I thought if they're willing to do that, then who knows what they're willing to do. And it is a little bit more serious. But yeah, I'm an eternal optimist. And – I don't know what Trump's up to right now, but I'm excited. People say he's going to start a new social media site. We're all already wearing hats that say Trump 2024. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going to happen in 2022, but that's the next point that we need to focus on, I think, 2022.
The real Ronald Reagan taught us how to be happy warriors, and Chris Coles is keeping the spirit alive at the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. God bless you. Best to your darling bride. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free pain relief alternative that actually works. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in just 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That could be you. Find out today by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. You can call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com.
America First, Maganificent.
You know Mike Lindell, great supporter of this show, great patriot, a great American. He hasn't just sold 51 million MyPillows and the amazing new MySlippers. He's also a filmmaker, and he's the producer behind the latest movie, Church People, a comedy with Thor Ramsey, Steve, Joey Fatone, and even a cameo appearance by Mike himself. Check it out. It's about a minister who gets challenged by his church leadership to do something he doesn't quite agree with. Check out Church People at salemnow.com. You can stream it. You will get extra discounts if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. That's Church People, salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, coming to you from Mike Lindell. So, what is the message? I hope you had a blessed, blessed Easter weekend. I was doing a little bit of, not prayer exactly, not quite meditation. Between the two today, I was reading from a daily contemplative guide for Catholics, and it really helped me to differentiate the feasts that are Christmas and that is Holy Week and Easter. We talked a little bit about it on Friday, on Thursday, before Good Friday. And the two words that help us differentiate them the best are the difference between joy and victory. In Christmas, it is joy that defines what we feel and what we are celebrating. The birth of our Savior, made flesh, came down to earth in the most vulnerable fashion possible, in one of the lowliest places possible, in a barn, in a manger, to a carpenter and a young woman. And we celebrate that, and it is a joyous season. But more than joy, what we have celebrated yesterday, and which continues through our lives as Christians, is victory. With Jesus' decision to willingly, there was that point in the Garden of Gethsemane where he wanted that cup to be taken from him by his Father, but he ended saying, "Thy will be done." With that decision, everything was restored. Our sins were taken from us, and he took them upon himself. We are victorious because of him. We have already won. And that is why here down on earth, we never give up. We never give in. It's a good segue. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now more than ever, when they're trying to entice you to make you do something you'll regret, just stay frosty.